Kia ora, kia ora. Welcome to Faith Matters. Came in a little bit late there, but hey, it's Christmas, so sometimes things do run just a tad late. There we go. And, well, we've got an interesting show today. We've got Pastor's Corner happening at 1 p.m. We've got me and Denise in the studio. It's Christmas, so I think we're going to be unpacking everything around Christmas today. And I'm going to start with a beautiful song called Mary and Joseph. And this is the story of Christmas in a song. And if you listen to the words, you might understand a little bit more what it's all about.
Well, Mary, Mary, did you ever think you'd carry the weight of the world? And the hands that formed it, hardly more than a child yourself. You'll need a little help. Joseph, Joseph, those cards, don't you fold them, this hand that you've been dealt. And the hand you're holding is more than you bargained for. But don't go walking out that door. She said, hold on, hold on, I know this sounds crazy. And he said, you're still the one I want to marry. So hold on, hold on, cause I know this seems wild. It's a miracle falling in love, and this is a miracle child. Walking down the aisle at 8 months, they'll never understand that this isn't what you planned. So Joseph, Joseph, these rumors, they get real rough. In the name that you defend, well, it's the name of real love. You see where this road led, but you believed her when she said, hold on, hold on, I know this sounds crazy. And he said, you're still child, this Savior, and one another, this miracle, this love, this miracle, this love, a miracle, your love, this miracle.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night! I hear the angels singing.
Come alive. I can get lost in that music, and I just love to sit in it and just enjoy it. You know, I listen to the words and the beat, and I kind of really think about the era that this is talking about. Christmas time means many things to a lot of people. For you and me, Denise, and many of us, it's actually about our faith and what that means at this time of the year. And those two songs both gave a story around the birth, a miracle birth of Jesus when he arrived on the earth over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
So you specifically love that first song, Mary and Joseph.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, look, well, actually, Denise put this on my playlist, and it took me a while to find it because it was right down the bottom. She had to tell me that she'd put some songs on there. And I thought, when I listened to it, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. It had a big impact on me because I think it was a great storytelling around the birth of Jesus, around two human beings who went through a miraculous thing in their time. That was unheard of. Well, it actually wasn't unheard of because it had been predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts more weight to it. But to be the person who actually experienced that, to be Mary, to be Joseph in the story, and we're talking about, if it was these days, Denise, you'd probably get chucked in jail, she was really? A young girl.
Well,
she was
yeah.
very young. Like, I think, I could be wrong, but I think she was around 14, 15.
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't know the age of Joseph, but I imagine he was probably a few years older, but not maybe much older. So, you know, the ability to have maturity and wisdom at that age around such a thing would have been... Oh, just mind-boggling because, you know, the story, the birth of Jesus is around a miraculous conception of Mary, who was a virgin girl and who became pregnant by a miraculous event, supernatural, if we can put it into that word so people understand it more. And many people knock it, I think, because... It almost sounds like a fairy tale, or it sounds like, you know, an old fable or something that we kind of pass down through the generations.
Mm.
But it's not. It's a true story. And we run over it pretty quickly. You know, we often think about, the birth of Jesus in the manger with the angels around and Mary and Joseph, and everything's finished at that point, you know. It's the beginning, it's the end, but it's also the beginning. But I'm more interested in the story of Mary and Joseph, you know, when she got pregnant and, you know, that whole thing. She was meant to marry Joseph. He didn't know she was pregnant. She had to tell him she was pregnant. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
In this day and age, we would have been kicked to the curb. Like, come on, girl. Like, be truthful. There's somebody else, isn't there? Like, something happened. You went out, you know. you know, it's just the unbelief there would be unimaginable.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to let you pick the story up a little bit here because it goes into a... Don't you look at me like that. You know the story. It goes into a biblical term now where I think we do need to get some understanding around some of this. I mean, we can put it into a story form, but like I say, it ends up sounding like something that was passed down. But actually, this is an historical event. And oh my goodness, you know, if we can get our heads there, it's just historical, it's our history.
Mm.
So we're missing out on something massive if we don't want to hear this part of our history, because there's something in here that's quite magical that I think we're still learning to come to grips with today. So there you go, Denise. Wow. Well, go wherever you want.
Oh, wow, yay! That's so open. Yeah, well, I just think with that song, it's just so, it kind of brings the humanity of the situation to the forefront. Like with Joseph, you know, this is not what you dreamed of. Or Mary, you know, you're going down the aisle at 8 months. Well, I don't think she necessarily got married at 8 months pregnant, but probably a little bit earlier would be my guess. But like, if you think of the heartache that would have been a part of that story. Like, yeah, for Joseph to, you know.
It was just love.
Yeah, and he would have been absolutely devastated at the news.
Absolutely.
And it does talk in the Bible about how he was a good man, a righteous man, and he thought that, you know, for if she had got pregnant by somebody else, the law said that she could be stoned, and he didn't want that to happen to her. He, you know, treasured her, and so he was just going to divorce her quietly. And yet he actually had an angel come to him in a dream, and the angel said, you know, marry her, and he did. And so, like, you know, even that's another thing, like sometimes people do have dreams that are really significant. Actually, I was just walking down the road just to come in here, and I heard a guy saying to a lady, you know, I do think sometimes the stars align, and I just think, you know, little phrases like that we kind of, you know, like the Christmas story is so much about the stars aligning, like the wise men came and followed the star from far away and found this specific place where they were staying. Like, you know, it says that the star sort of stopped over where Mary and Joseph and Jesus were. So it's quite, yeah, I just think there's a lot in this story, and it's very, as you say, very easy to go fairy tale version, but the reality, if you actually put yourself in their shoes, would have been so hard.
And it's such a love story.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's a powerful love story. It's amazing.
Yeah.
This is two human beings who had no idea this was going to happen to them in their lifetime. She wasn't some angel walking around the earth waiting for a miracle to happen. This was a miracle situation. And I think, you know, God looks at our hearts, you know, often in many things. And I think Mary had the heart, and Joseph had the heart, to carry this without destroying it. Because you can imagine if Mary was a different person and said, I've, you know, just had this experience with the Holy Spirit, and now I'm pregnant, and I'm going to give a saviour to the world, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. And she used it as a platform to say lots of things before he was even born. I don't think she would have survived probably a week before they would have taken her out.
That's true. And, I mean, the reality is, they went searching, but, you know, Herod, when he heard that.
And so tell us, who is Herod? Because a lot of people wouldn't even know who that is.
So they're in the area of Israel. A large version of Israel was Herod the Great. And so he was king, I think, from about 39 BC through, I think he died 4 BC, and he was nasty. Like, he killed two of his sons and had sort of allowed another one to be killed because he thought that they were rising up against him. And when he heard from the wise men, the ones following the star, that they were coming to worship the king of the Jews who had just been born, he was like, hold on a minute. So he was actually I don't know how to say the word, Edomian. So he was sort of from down around the bottom of the Dead Sea. There was sort of a nomadic Bedouin people down there. And so they kind of came up and lived in Judea a little bit. And so he was part of that culture. And so he kind of presented as a, you know, king of the Jews, but he wasn't himself Jewish.
Interesting. Yeah. I find it very interesting.
Yeah, so so anyway, you know, knowing what his character was like, then when he heard that there was this king of the Jews born, he kind of sidled up to we call them the three wise men, and sort of said, you know, so tell me, what have you heard? Where are you going? And so they went, and he said, go find this guy, worship him, and then come back and just let me know exactly where he is. And they...
I mean, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't write a book about this, could you?
I might know somebody doing it. So he sent them on their way, and he'd called the scribes in. The scribes said, oh yeah, the king of the Jews is meant to be born in Bethlehem. So they head down to Bethlehem, and they actually get a dream as well, and they feel strongly to go a different way. So Herod's back in Jerusalem waiting for these guys to come back and make a report to him, and they don't come back, and then he gets mad. And so he actually sends the soldiers out and has all the children, all the boys under 2 years old, because they've been following the star for a while and they probably weren't exactly sure at what point the baby was actually born. I don't know, maybe it started to appear when Mary got pregnant, or maybe it started to appear when they were actually when he was born. So we're not exactly sure at what point they got there, but he had all the boys under 2 years old in that little area killed. There's no actual historical record of a massive, you know, killing spree across the whole nation. So they kind of think actually it was isolated to that sort of smaller area.
Right. Yeah.
But awful. I mean, this guy was, you know, out for blood. So if Mary had been walking around saying, hey, I've got this child on the way, she would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn from this. You can just take that part of the story and unpack it in our humanity, and how much can we learn from being able to hold something that seems impossible. But you know it is possible because you're the one carrying this growing baby in you.
Yeah.
It's incredible how somebody so young and a couple so in love were able to get their heads around it. And I think, obviously, that to me has got a lot to do with the visitations of the angels and the supernatural, you know, coming into the natural. And there you have it, you know, that experience was enough for them to believe, or for Joseph to believe and support the love of his life all the way through. And I just, you know, most of us these days would just run. We'd be out of here. Like, that's so not true. So I look at this and I just think, wow, so much to glean off this particular story in regards to love. Yeah.
Well, an interesting thing that I'm thinking is you're talking about, you know, it's a love story. It is love story at its most raw and most real, because it's not lovey-dovey, oh my gosh, I love you, let's get married, although they might have had that moment. But this part of the story is, what do you mean, have you been unfaithful? And she's like, no, this is my story. You know, I know it's hard to believe, it's hard to understand, I don't understand it fully myself, but this is what's happened to me. And he's like, oh my gosh, I just can't do this. And then he has this dream and he's like, okay, I'm going to follow through on my word. I'm going to do what I said I'd do. And for him, you know, it would have been so hard. So it wasn't a lovey-dovey, romantic, soft, fluffy moment.
No.
It was hardcore.
It was hardcore. She travelled on a donkey. We're talking days when she was like due to give birth.
Yeah.
And as a woman, we all know. It's like, ow.
And then when she got there, there was nowhere for them to stay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it was just hard and hard and hard and hard.
And we can often think, well, you know, where was God in the mix? Why didn't he just provide everything for them? But this story is what it's all about, because God doesn't just, he's not a fairy tale. He's not up there with a magic wand giving us everything we want.
Mm.
We're meant to learn and develop and trust
and
have faith.
Think about, I mean, if they could go through that early stages of their marriage, then, you know, they would have had a very solid basis.
And they needed that for what was to come, I believe. So we're going to play the song again, and it may have a different view on it now that you've heard a little bit about what the story's about.
Well, Mary, Mary, did you ever think you'd carry the weight of the world? Hands that formed it, hardly more than a child yourself. You'll need
Joseph, Joseph, those cards, don't you fold them. This hand that you've been dealt, and the hand you're holding is more than you bargained for. But don't go walking out that door. She said, hold on, hold on, I know this sounds crazy. And he said, you're still the one I wanna marry. So hold on, hold on, 'cause I know this seems wild. It's a miracle falling in love, and this is a miracle child. Walking down the aisle at 8 months, they'll never understand that this isn't what you planned. So Joseph, Joseph, these rumors, they get real rough. In the name that you defend, well, it's the name of real love. You see where this road led, but you believed her when she said, hold on, hold on, I know this sounds crazy. And he said, you're still the one I wanna marry. So hold on, hold on, 'cause I know this seems wild. This Savior and one another, this miracle, this love, this miracle, this love, a miracle, your love, this miracle, this love.
It's like it was yesterday, I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for it. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. Oh, and I can't count that high. And I know that seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful.
free up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. Oh,
yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Can't get to affinity.
Yes.
I was talking about the song, Denise.
Yeah, it's a great, it was actually a great song coming in after that Mary and Joseph one, because you think of all that hard stuff that Mary and Joseph went through, and yet we can see looking back that God was working. And
that's it. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Because when you're in the story, I mean, when you're part of the story, you don't know the impact of the story because you're living it out, and you're the one who has to experience all the pros and cons and
The emotional roller coaster of it.
Absolutely. I imagine Mary would have seen the miracle, but she wouldn't have really been able to really understand that miracle of what she was carrying, because the whole experience of it was quite gnarly.
Yeah.
It's not as though she was like had velvet and silk all around her and nice cushions and everything smelled great and people loved her and were hoseying her all with
oh my gosh, no way.
None of it. So yeah, the whole thing of it is just, God couldn't have done a more perfect picture of coming into creation, you know, because it isn't about our ego. It's not about feeding our ego. That's not what our faith is about. You know, this is about faith and the things that we don't know and understand, and realizing there's a bigger picture out there, just like that story. I mean, when you're in it, you don't see the bigger picture, but we now know this bigger picture.
And she actually, she did have some encouragement. She went, the angel told her that a cousin of hers who was an old age beyond childbearing years was actually miraculously pregnant as well. So she was able to go and spend 3 months there with her cousin and be encouraged. So she kind of got, you know, God provided for her in that way. Another way God provided for her was because Herod was sending out the soldiers to kill all the kids, they had to run for it. So again, they had, I think it was Joseph had the dream, and basically an angel said, get up and go now. And so they escaped to Egypt. But of course, we know that the gifts from the Magi, from wherever they were from, they had brought provision for them. They had brought frankincense and myrrh, which were great for myrrh's actually used to cleanse the umbilical cords of babies. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a sterilizer.
And frankincense. So frankincense is kind of a cure-all, a really good, they would have probably had it in resin form, and gold. So they had this provision. So as they went down to Egypt, they weren't having to beg. They had the means to be able to get there. They stayed there for 2 years. Before they came back again. So, yeah, God went before them and provided what they needed, probably not what they wanted.
and that's it. It's not always about what we want, because what we want is often attached to our ego, whereas this isn't about our ego. This is about a heart response to, in a moment's in time where a miracle happened, which has changed the way that we see the world around us. And for some of us, we're going to hear more about that in Pastor's Corner. I'm pretty hopeful today. There's a lot to this Christmas story. You know, me and Denise have been looking at the beginning of the pregnancy and what that was like. But I guess there's a question on why. Why did God send his son? And maybe that's something we can unpack in Pastor's Corner today and see what that's all about. I see Pastor Rogers here. He just gave me a good look there. You're going to unpack that one. It's going to be great. So we might play a couple of songs and we'll be back real soon.
Afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain,
gold
I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the earth will sing.
child. Every good and perfect thing you never keep beyond my reach. When I finally realized just how deep your love is wide, I could barely understand how you can love me as I am. Oh, I know I don't quite know what heaven's like, but I found the meaning in this life, and I can't
listening to Marie and Denise on Faith Matters 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. And what a great place to be on this beautiful summer's day. It's Friday. It's nearly Christmas. This is our Christmas show. So that's why I'm putting a lot of Christmas things on here, because we're not going to be here with you on Christmas Day. But there is a Christmas service happening out at Te Uku at 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. So I can only encourage you, if you want to hear the story of Christmas or be a part of that, to head out there. That's going to be beautiful. I'm sure there'll be some lovely yummies there too, and great people doing community. And we also have our Christmas service at Raglan Area School this weekend, the Sunday, 10 a.m. And there is a beautiful lunch going to be after our service. So if you want to join us for that, you are quite welcome. What else? We've got Pastor's Corner coming up at 1 o'clock today. I was going to say any moment now, but it's not. We've still got about 10 minutes to go. So I'm sure Pastor Roger will be back in the studio and wanting to unpack some things around Christmas and all that it means for us. And maybe he'll give us some insights. Well, maybe he won't. I don't know. We shall have to wait to see. But in the meantime, I'm going to play Little Drummer Boy, because this is one of my absolute favourites.
Pom-pom, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pom-pom. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
So Merry Christmas, folks.
To honor him, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. When we come, shall I play for you. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. On my throne.
Stop talking to me off the air, and then I'm going to go on air, and I'm like, I want to stay with that conversation, but we're on air now. Hello.
Hi, everyone. We're having great conversations in studio this afternoon.
What did you just say? I'm not sure. Okay, but it sounded good. Right, we'll pick that up after. All right. Where are we, Denise?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yay. Holidays are upon us. So we do need to be watchful out there, I guess, of people coming into our community, being kind to them, make sure that they feel welcomed. Mm. Hospitality, it's a strange word, isn't it? It's a word that we hear a lot of, you and me, but hospitality maybe in community isn't something we talk so much about.
Mm.
Hey, but hospitality can be as simple as a smile to somebody that's a stranger coming in and... Oh, we've got a little one out there having a great Christmas time out there. Yeah, just being nice. Having some patience on the one-way bridge is always important.
Yes.
I know. Need to be a little bit careful there. And just being kind to each other in the water, giving way at times, or, you know, when we're jumping off the bridge, making sure it's safe and that we're looking out for others and, yeah, all the things that we want to do over this time in summer so we all get through it. Good and healthy.
Mm. I'm just looking at, I knew the Māori word for hospitality is manaaki.
Manaakitanga.
Mm-hmm. I knew some of it, but not all of it. So yeah. that's a really powerful
word. Yeah, manaakitanga is something that, I love that word. Those are, you know, the core principles, I think, up at the Raglan Area School. It's the kaupapa they come under is all those sort of manaakitanga and oh, there's some more and they're not coming to mind, so never mind. We've got that one. Well, and that's what matters.
That's the key one for the season.
It is for the season. That's what we need to be having out there. And that sometimes can be just simply by being nice, you know, being welcoming
mm.
and not being grumpy and, eyes downcast and not wanting to see anybody around us because we just want to get in and out of the town and home again.
Mm.
But actually being inviting and, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, well, how many tourists or people coming from overseas come to New Zealand and go, oh, my goodness, New Zealanders are so friendly. What's with you guys? So actually, yeah, this is a time where it's not just people from overseas, but it's people just from outside of town coming in.
Yeah.
To experience the beauty of this place, so we can share that with them.
And I think we need, you know, sometimes we can get a bit grumpy around that. We think, oh, too many people coming in, and I can't get this and that. Oh, just adjust your routine a little bit, you know, go to the shops earlier, do what I do, go very early, get your stuff, come home, and then you don't have to fret about what's not in there by the time lunchtime comes.
Yeah, exactly. And the beautiful thing is when the town's full and you've got what you need at home, you can actually just have a quiet space in your own environment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this place is the highlight of the year for many people. They absolutely love coming out here. So
And just hearing that, the hope, just even remembering that for many people who have been working really hard all year, this is the highlight of their year. Coming into our community is their highlight, you know. So we don't want to ruin someone else's holiday. We don't want to dampen someone else's spirits because we're not feeling so great today. So I think we do need to kind of hold that in high regard, that people are here because they too want to experience our beautiful environment and get an infilling.
Yeah, for sure.
Sunshine and happiness.
I'm not gonna lie, most of the pandemic I thought I might die. 6 feet deep with my ego and pride. What a time to be alive. Haven't even made it to 35. Now I feel like I might be in my prime. Sunny days come when you get through the night. What a time to be alive.
Here we have in studio Pastor Roger Peart on this lovely fine Friday afternoon.
Oh yeah, we're here.
Kia ora,
that
Denise.
Wasn't Roger's voice, was it? It was a bit high.
Where's the level of excitement, guys? It's Christmas.
Oh,
Kia ora team, Denise and Marie. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Welcome. So you've just come down from the blessing of the water tank.
Yes, I have. Yes, and the artwork. Oh, we've had a great little ceremony up there. It's been awesome. Your local Kaumatua blessing, we went around and prayed over the area, and there's just a few speeches and a bit of a kai afterwards. It was really good, cool, really good positive feel up there, and it's a great piece of artwork, and I think it's quite important coming into the town. Mm. What's painted on there, and it's good to have something positive that reflects the community quite well. So. It's good.
It looked a buzz up there when I came down. I drove in from Hamilton for this, and it was just like, wow, there's so many people.
Yeah, I'd say there'd be, I don't know, maybe a couple of hundred people altogether. Wow. Yeah, it was good. Well supported. The mayor was there too, the mayor and the community board chair, and Lisa Thompson, our representative. And so, yeah, everyone was there. All the people that have been involved with the process, as well as the artist.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long process, long journey. And no, they've done a great job. So, well done.
Yay. Mm. Oh, that's so cool, because that's going to be nice and fresh for people, as we've just been talking about all the people who will be coming to Raglan, the little influx that we'll get in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, yeah.
So it'll be bright and fresh for them. So, Christmas time.
Christmas is here. We want to hear some Christmas stuff.
Tell me a story.
We want to know all about it.
Christmas story. Okay. Well.
Well, you're the pastor, so we're sitting here. It's Christmas, and I'm sure that people have questions around Christmas. Well, we were talking about the Christmas story before.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, we were talking about the birth of Jesus and the miraculous, how much of a miracle that was, and just everything that Mary and Joseph had to go through. So we were looking at all that stuff. But my question, I actually have a question, why did Jesus come anyway?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, it's a big question, isn't it?
I'm out now.
Well, you can come along to church on Sunday morning, Marie, and we'll talk about it.
Well, of course, he doesn't want to unpack his sermon right here on the air, but I tell you what, I'm sure you can give us some snippets.
Okay.
They're called clips, Roger. It's just, we just want a clip.
Okay, all right.
A clip of Christmas.
Yeah, well, I think the thing, obviously, as the pastor, I've been re-looking at the Christmas story, and it's a pretty amazing story as it unfolds, particularly when you think about the different aspects, the different people part of it, and the build-up that sort of is, and the things that are woven through the story. And that's what I'm going to talk about on Sunday morning, is some of the themes that are woven through that are not necessarily obvious. And and I guess the underlying theme is that actually God stepped in to history, God stepped into the world, and to begin the change. And that's the awesome thing about it, is that it's not just about the shepherds and the wise men and the star and all Santa or all the things we think about. It's actually about God stepping into the world, into the creation that He made to bring restore relationship.
Yeah, so, I like that.
So that's really...
Yeah, because we talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show, the great love between Mary and Joseph, and you're talking about the great love that God has between us, Him and us.
Mm, that's right, yeah. That was just the demonstration, a tangible demonstration of how God feels, I guess, towards each of us. So
I was talking to a guy... actually up at the food bank a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying he had overheard someone saying they'd seen a nativity scene up for Christmas, and they'd kind of rolled their eyes and said, oh my gosh, religion's coming into Christmas as well, which he thought was quite ironic. What are your thoughts on that?
What are your thoughts on that one?
I'm not particularly interested in religion personally, because religion to me speaks about rules. It speaks about being something that perhaps we're not, and rituals and regulations and all the rest of it. But
you heard it here.
But the the Christmas story is opposite. It's not about religion. Mm, and it actually began with a true story. Mm. And people try to make it religious. They try to make it irrelevant, because... if we actually are faced with the reality of what happened, we need to respond somehow. You know, there's the love of God was demonstrated, and we can't just put it aside and say that's a religious thing, that's a church thing or whatever, because actually it's much bigger than that. And I think that is narrowing it right down, putting it into a little box that we can contain and saying, well, I don't want that, and so you can move on with your life. But the reality is that we can't just move on from what God did at that first Christmas and then followed up, you know, through the life of Jesus and so on. But we need to make, we need to choose whether we are going to believe and respond to that love or not. And so that's the challenge. So I would push back a little bit on the religious thing. And of course it began with a God story, but it's a lot bigger than what we think of as religion to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. That's not the direction I thought you were going to take that.
Yeah, we're happy. We love it.
Well, we do. We talk a lot about relationship here. Like, you know, relationship, it's about representing God on the earth. It's about God coming in and walking alongside us and healing areas that have carried hurt and all sorts of amazing things.
And it started well before the story of Jesus, and so this relationship starts right back at day dot, whereas, you know, in the beginning, and it all starts there, Alpha and Omega.
Great.
Well, it sounds like you ladies got it all sorted.
Oh, so, well, happy just Christmas. We need you here for your credentials. just to make sure that we're keeping on track here. No, because all we're not religious. And I tell you what, having a faith isn't about ticking the boxes. It's about discovering what we don't know and seeing how that impacts our life. And one thing you can definitely say, that faith definitely, our Christian faith definitely has an impact on our life. Otherwise, why would we bother, eh, Denise? Like, why? We wouldn't be sitting here doing this if it didn't mean anything, if it had no value. And that's the miracle that came through Jesus, and it's still alive and active today. We can just go there, and the miracle presents itself again in the love story of God towards us. So,
yes,
beautiful thing.
We're talking a lot today about love. So we're talking about Mary and Joseph and the love that they showed by actually persevering through what was a really, really tricky time. And then we've got God's love by sending Jesus into the world. And I guess then that flows on for their response that you're talking about, Roger, is that we too pass that love on.
Yeah.
Loving God, loving others.
Yeah.
So how are we showing this today in our faith? How do you think we show this?
Well, we probably can always do a bit better. I think the story
we start with a positive, right?
I think the story of Christmas actually really shows how much God values us, because what he did was actually quite amazing. It was quite risky, quite extravagant. You know, you think about Almighty God packaged in the person of Jesus into a little baby. It was very vulnerable. It was something that actually was such a risky thing to do. Because, you know, he could have been killed. I mean, King Herod tried to kill all the babies. It was because he was threatened by this new potential rival. I mean, there's, and then apart from that, there's all the rejection side of it. A lot of people just think, oh, it's just, they don't believe it. It's just religious. It's just not for me, whatever. And there's all that side of it. But I think it goes to show that God really values us. And he took a risk to actually show that love and that value that each one of us carry. And sometimes we don't feel like we're good enough. Sometimes we feel as though, you know, it's too late, we're too old, we've made too many mistakes or whatever. But I think the story of Christmas just brings us right back to the beginning, that actually it doesn't matter who we are, where we've come from, what we've done. You know, God still loves us and he wants to have that relationship with us.
Well, that's beautiful. That actually leads beautifully into our song that we played last week for the first time, Manger Throne. So enjoy this.
You could have stepped into creation with fire for all to see, brought every tribe and nation to their knees, arriving with the host of heaven in royal robe and crown, the rulers of the earth all bowing down. But you chose meekness over majesty, wrapped your power in humanity. Glory be to you alone, King who reigns from a manger throne. My life, my praise, everything I own to Jesus, the King on a manger throne. Could have marched in all your glory into the heart of Rome, showed them splendor like they'd never known. But you wrote a better story in humble Bethlehem, Creator in the arms of coming men. You will die for our redemption, and you rise so to the cradle, from cradle to the cross, let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. But the grave couldn't hold him, our God is overcome. Let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. From heaven to the cradle, from cradle to the cross,
studio talking about beautiful whangaroa, raglan Christmas. And if you are somebody who has a need going into the Christmas period, we just want to let you know the food bank is open this afternoon until 3 o'clock, and it's open again on Monday from 1 till 3 p.m. That's up here on Bow Street.
Yep.
And
34
Bow Street.
36 Bow Street. And after that, it's going to be closed through till sort of mid-January. So, yeah, if you know that you need a bit of support over this Christmas period, then do come in. You can contact through the Facebook page or contact Joe just to find out what is available for you if you've never come before. We do like to make sure that our community is provided for and a safe place as we go into this Christmas period. So don't be shy. If you are in need, please do speak up. That would be wonderful. But celebrating Christmas too, what is happening in our town?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people coming to town, as you've discussed, for holidays, family gatherings. But we've also got lots of church services and celebrations happening. It is, of course, primarily a Christian celebration, and it's a big one for us. So we've got a special service on Sunday morning, followed by a lunch, which everyone's invited to come along to.
So how does that work? What happens?
We're having a carol. We're having a carol service. We're having kids' items. We're having a short message, and then we'll just make it go, make it stretch. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
just like the loaves and the fishes. That's what it's all about. Just a matter of faith.
It's a celebration. It's a time to celebrate, and there'll be plenty for everybody. So.
Right. Yeah,
no, that's what it's about, and we're encouraging people to invite their friends and come along and
There'll be something. Enjoy. It'll go around.
Okay, so 10 o'clock this Sunday morning up at the school.
Yeah.
So what else is happening?
Well, there's other churches around town are all having special services as well on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure of the times, but I know St. Peter's has a special Christmas Eve and Christmas Day service, and I know
they ring the bells.
Congregational Church at Stewart Street, they're having a special service on Sunday morning at 9:30 on Christmas Day, rather. Christmas morning, not Sunday. Well, they're on Sundays as well, of course.
Yeah, Sunday and, they're there at 10, Christmas Day they're there at 9:30.
Just a bit earlier, yeah. And we've got a special Christmas service out at Te Uku as well on Christmas Day, 10 o'clock on Christmas morning.
Oh.
So and the Catholics have got a church service on Christmas Eve as well. So there's something for everybody. There's from whatever sort of background you've got, whatever way you like to celebrate, and different people like to celebrate in different ways. And so that's why it's so good to have a variety of options out there in the community, right across town.
What about people who are not really into the whole church thing for Christmas?
Well, they can just gather with their families and enjoy a celebration. And we've got Santa coming as well, especially for the little ones. Surfside's working alongside the Fire Brigade, and I think the Lions Club is supporting it as well.
Oh,
and we have at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve down outside the library.
Mm-hmm.
We will have Santa will be arriving, and it's primarily for the younger ones, little kids, so they can, perhaps sit on Santa's knee and tell him what they want for Christmas and receive a little gift, some nice block or something. Yeah, they'll receive something, yeah. And it's just, and then of course the fire engine, and Santa will drive around or be a passenger in the fire engine, and it's just a bit of fun for the kids.
I love the fact that they're so colour coordinated, red and white all the way.
Absolutely. So there's lots going on. There's lots of stuff right across the community and all the churches. And, of course, there'll be other things happening as well, and it's beach weather. And, as a farmer, I don't mind if it rains a bit, but, we won't go there. And
we can rain overnight, and then during the day we can have this beautiful weather.
We don't need rain for Sunday.
Anyway, we live in a great place, and it's going to be a great Christmas celebration, holiday season.
What do you think would be some wisdom to wrap up this year as we come into Christmas? And this is your last one now until you come on again in next year, which will be the beginning of 2025. So I'm just, what kind of wisdom do you have for us wrapping up this year, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I guess that's a good question, Marie. That's a tricky question. But hey, I guess the whole concept of Christmas is actually that God gave. And I think that concept of giving and thinking of others is kind of at the heart of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I just encourage everyone that's listening. I mean, I know we can, you know, we need to focus on what we're doing and our responsibilities and so on and so forth. But let's make this Christmas about other people and thinking about those that might be perhaps lost on their own. If there's been some sort of family issues in the past, let's overlook stuff. Let's make this a positive celebratory season, and let's not hang on to the things that sometimes, you know, annoy us or whatever.
Mm.
I guess, you know, we're all human. We all get little niggles. We get little upsets and this one and that and so on and so forth. But let's really make this Christmas a positive, uplifting family occasion where we can celebrate. And if you want to bring God into that, well, that's even better. And you know, I think that's the whole essence of Christmas, is really, you know, God gave. And let's be people that give.
Mm, wow.
Mm, give in response. That sounds great.
So I know that the different weeks that you've been in, you've sort of prayed a blessing over us as we've finished up. Would you like to do that today?
Yep, that would be a privilege to pray a blessing over our community and over family gatherings. So let's do that, shall we? Lord God, we just thank you. We just thank you for the season of Christmas. We thank you for everything that it means. We thank you that it actually is a demonstration of your love and your care and your generosity and your goodness to us. And Lord, I just pray that we'd catch that heart. We'd catch a little bit of more of an understanding of your love for us, how much you value us. And I just pray, I just want to declare a blessing over every family gathering, over every Christmas service, every celebration that's happening. And all the people that come and go here in our beautiful community, that they love and respect the place. And that, this would just be an awesome summer season for people that that come here. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Thank you. Marie, did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I pretty much said it at the beginning of the show, and I think Pastor Rogers wrapped that up really well. It's always about, you know, caring for other people, looking out for those that are coming into our community and making sure they feel welcome, using manaakitanga. And, you know, I think we're going to have a great Christmas, actually, Denise. I do feel that over our community this year. I do feel that there's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So let's claim that blessing and let's wrap up this year as best we can and move into the new one with great hopes, high hopes for what's to come, I believe.
Great. Yeah. Yes, well, we'll say Merry Christmas from here in the studio.
We will. Merry Christmas.
We'll save Happy New Year because we're on again next week. So
we are.
We'll say that then.
Are you going to be here, Denise?
I am on holiday on the East Coast by next week.
East Coast. You know, I'm an East Coast. I love the East Coast. I'm bringing my suitcase.
That's all right. We've got bed rolls, tents and caravans.
Oh, the invite's out. I might not be here next Friday, but we'll see. Actually, I do want to be here because I'm hoping to have Hannah Pett on. I haven't even asked her yet, but I know that I'm hoping she's going to be in the country. Hannah is a nurse over in PNG. So she has some incredible stories. She's a Christian and she's got some great stories around where God has moved in situations over there, and she's been a witness to it. And so I'm hopeful that she's going to be on sharing some of those stories next week. So, I encourage people to tune in because it's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go out with Good Plans by Red Rocks Worship and then Feliz Navidad to bring in the Christmas season.
Yay!
Have a wonderful week.
Have a good one.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd. He is everything I need, so I will not worry. I will not fear the enemy. He said that he loves me. He said that he's with me even though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, and still I know he comes.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. ¡Ah! Feliz Navidad.